May 12th of 2010, I was in my shop working on a large counter for a customer of mine, and I reached over to power the saw. I saw the board falling. Some point during that reaction, my arm entered into the blade. It cut 100% through the ulnar nerve and the ulna bone and, you know, numerous other tendons and ligaments. And then my wife and one-year-old daughter pulled up in the driveway. My wife happens to be a nurse, and she kind of snapped right into nurse mode, and then I ended up spending 9 days in the hospital. At the Mayo Clinic, they did harvest tendons from the area of my right ankle around the Achilles. They harvested tendons out of my right leg and grafted those into my fingers. I got more function now than I did a year after the accident. However, it's a constant battle of temperature, scar tissue. I mean, everything just affected differently. It's been tremendously hard. I went from being gone every day working and providing a life for my family to being the stay-at-home parent. Not only is that emotionally devastating to us, but financially it's devastating as well because she can't produce the money. You know, after we got home from the initial stay in the hospital, you know, we knew that this wasn't going to be any short-term thing. And so Courtney ended up working at two separate coffee shops, one being 75 miles away from home. Plus, she was working nights in the urgent care department at the clinic as the night nurse. So she went from raising her children to not seeing her children. And even at that, it was the expense that it took for her to work three jobs and driving everywhere doing all of this. It wore her out so bad that it, you know, it put us back in the marriage counseling. There's not a way to compensate for me losing my right arm, no matter how hard she works. I utilize the food shelf twice a month in the town that we live in. That's been a great asset. We've had some friends in town. It was the year of the accident. They all kind of collaborated together and put on a small benefit at one of the local pubs. And, you know, they were able to raise $7,500 that afternoon for us, which was at least enough to get all the bills caught back up to zero. At the time of the accident, my daughter was one, and I was forced to figure out a way with, you know, family and friends helping out. You know, I couldn't even change her diaper at the beginning with my left hand. It's not something you can do one-handed. You can't pick a child up and carry her around and do this stuff with only one arm.